Local Ball Games by Beatrice Mattis, October 22, 1908. Potter Hollow, the present ball team defeated the Old Boys Thursday to the tune of 14-6. Two items from Menorgill, probably circa 1920 from the Monitor or Prattsville News, Medusa, a hamlet in the town of Rensselaerville, and Menorgill played ball at the grounds here, Geo. Rickards Flats. Our boys got slightly trimmed, but of course it is only chivalrous to give the visitors the victory. No date, last Saturday afternoon our Menorgill baseball nine went over and played a real game with the Potter Hollow boys and defeated them on their own grounds by the score of 24-5. No date, Gilboa Town Ball Team 1928, Maud Haskin went along to many of the games as her brother, George Bailey, was on the team. She doesn't know where they had the home games, how they raised the money to buy uniforms, or what other teams they played. She does remember going to the Partridge Nest where there was a ball field, a pavilion, and was our favorite picnic and swimming area on the Schoharie Creek in Fultonham. One time after a game, some of the boys had all the young girls line up by the pavilion, and they chose three to go with them to Proctor's Theatre in Schenectady to a movie. The boys were Earl Hubbard, Clifton Hubbard, and Everett Wood. The lucky girls were Margie DeWitt, Lorraine Hubbard and Maud. The fellows told the other girls to go on home. Everyone at the theater looked at them like they were big league ball players as they were wearing their uniform and spikes. For supper they pooled their money and bought Fig Newtons and bananas. Ball games from the 1950s, Waterfall House Town Team, played behind the Grand Gorge Civic Center, against Middleburg, Stamford, Hobart, and Bloomville. Bill Snyder was the catcher until he turned 40, in 1970. Some others on the team when he played were Preston Van Dusen, Sam Tompkins, Dwayne Ellie, Frank and Ernie Saccaro. They had games Sunday afternoons and one night a week. John Casmer and Joe Magro also played with these men from the Grand Gorge area. Merle Hubbard, Jr. and Willie Latta played on the town ball teams for many years in the 1950s and single quote 60s. There also was a basketball town team in the 1940s. Bill remembers when he was on the Grand Gorge High School varsity, they played against the town team. Ball games, present day, Ted Latta played on the local town teams from the age of 16, 1976 to about 1993. His father was Willie Latta who played on the teams all the time Ted and his sister were growing up. This was, and still is, a family affair. Very often the children of the players form teams and would have their own ball games while their fathers are playing. Ted and his friends played on Sundays. In the earlier days, they played on DeBramo's Field in Conesville. Local businesses sponsor the teams. Some sponsors are the Prattsville Tavern, Waterfall House, Clark's, and for a time, Hughes Lumber, The Rendezvous, and Shirley's. Later they played at Minakiel, Stamford. And now most games are at the field in Prattsville. They have tournaments occasionally and played at the CCC camp in West Fulton, at the Covered Bridge and Borrelly's near Cableskill. Forrest Ballard and Kelly Smith were the organizers of the teams for years. Here are just a few of the players, Wayne Clark, Willie Carlow, Joe Haskin, Randy Mudge, Ken Clark, Legrand Buell, Raymond Buell, Pat Buell, Darryl Buell, Tony Marsh, Gene Brainerd, Pat Marsh, Bob Gurley, Jim Higgins, Doug Was, and Marty Fleischman. Today there are several town teams in this area with active teams. Town team ball games have been entertainment here in the hills since the 1800s. Told to be 1976 by Paul Stryker, 1892, 1981. Ball games between village teams were very exciting events. Those old-time boys could really play ball. There were a few heated arguments but on the whole everyone had a good time. Games would be played on Stubby's Flat, near Diamonds or on the large field where H.B. Scarry and Jerry Hughes have recently built homes. From E.R. Eastman, Journey to the Day Before Yesterday, Prentice Hall. Now, you may be a modern baseball fan as I am, and watch every big league game that you can, but if you never attended a baseball game between the teams of two neighboring villages 50 years ago, you have never seen a real ball game. In the first place, we knew every man on our own local team, so that we were bitterly partisan for our own boys. The crowd was so close to the base lines that the local constable couldn't prevent masses of people from surging onto the diamond and taking part in an argument when there was one, which occurred in practically every inning. And God help the umpire. There never was but one, and how he ever survived the rows which usually centered around him, I'll never know. About the only peace that prevailed during the entire game was when the boys lost a ball and all hands joined to help find it. Those old-time boys could play ball. I have seen some games with low scores played by town teams that were just as good as those played by professionals today.